They took a member of my family. They took a member of my family. Said, no mask. No, stop. And then I came out and I said, please don't kill my dog. Please don't kill my dog.
The Monte family that reached out to police for help tonight is outraged after officers shot their beloved pet.
Officer ends with the family's dog getting shot and killed. The officer was dispatched to a call, but showed up at the wrong address, and when the dog came toward him, he shot it.
They just came in our door without calling us or anything. And then our dog ran up to the police and the police shot it.
A dog owner says an Arlington police officer overreacted and shot his dog 5 times. The man says it was the officer, not the dog, who was aggressive, and that the shots were all fired while his children were watching.
He's in pain, but he hollered out and tried to look back at me. He tried to look back at me to know, see if I was okay.
Because I can't believe they did that.
It could have been me. It could have been me laying in the street. Because they tried to say I was resisting. And my dog knew I wasn't. He died for me because he didn't want me to get killed.
A King County man is shot multiple times in his bed. Police fired the shots. The man is innocent.
Strangers entered his room and started to give him orders. Understandably startled, Theo Harris reached for a flashlight. This prompted the two intruders to open fire. Theo Harris, who was still in bed, was shot 16 times.
Shell says he saw a Culpeper Town police officer shoot 54-year-old Patricia Cook to death in this church parking lot yesterday morning.
New tonight, we've learned that deputies did not identify themselves before shooting and killing a man inside his own home.
I got him through the passenger window. Did you you saw it?
Oh, man. Welcome to the Lost American, podcast number 14. Actually, this is 14C. Why? Well, because I did 14, and then I did 14B, and now, because of what I saw last night on YouTube, I scrapped those other two and decided to do this one. So this is now podcast number 14C, and I am referring to the video that I saw, and probably a lot of you have seen it also, about the vicious, cruel, sadistic police shooting a dog in Hawthorne, California. Now, if you've seen this video, you know exactly what I'm talking about and how all of this, every single bit of it, was brought on by the actions of the police, starting with handcuffing the individual for no reason whatsoever. And you can see that the individual did not resist arrest. He walked right up to the officers, turned around, and put his hands behind his back. If you did not see the video, you should see it. Hawthorne, California, police kill dog. And I would have to say, it is rather disturbing. For those of you who have dogs, or dog owners, or just dog lovers, you will understand. And, you know, part of this, it kind of twisted me off to another direction, too. And here I am watching this, watching the dog shiver and shake and thrash about. seeing the actual death of this animal that, mind you, is not going to, or for nourishment, as perhaps a hunter would do. But this is just out of spite. Apparently, according to the police, it's out of fear. We were afraid of being bit by the dog. Now, you tell me this, and this is interesting. Why is it, how could it be, that the people whose profession it is brings them in closer contact to dogs than any other profession? And I'm not referring to people who actually work with animals. These people don't work with animals, but in their day-to-day activity, doing their job, they are confronted with dogs on a day-to-day basis. And yet, I don't think I've ever heard a report or a story about a postman, a mailman, shooting a dog. Now, how could they get by without doing that? They carry mace or pepper spray or something. But with a police officer, why would you carry mace when you can have a gun and shoot something without repercussions for it? Anyway, it's just sickening. And this is like an epidemic. This is just going on and on and on and on. And I'm not just referring to dogs, but also with people. This ludicrous idea of resisting arrest. Now, what is resisting arrest? Well, according to the police, resisting arrest is not doing everything that they tell you to do. So if a police officer tells you to get out of your car, jump up and down like a chicken, if you don't jump up and down like a chicken, you're resisting arrest. And some people will say, well, no, because that's not a lawful order. Well, what is a lawful order? They make the laws. And don't say that, no, they don't. They just enforce it. They make shit up all the time. All the time. And even when it's questioned, if you end up going to court, and you tell the judge, well, wait a minute, judge. The guy told me to step out of my car and jump up and down like a chicken. Well, he's a police officer. I mean, these guys are on the same team. What makes you think you have the same rights as they do? Well, of course, we all know you do. However, for that to come across in any type of a justice situation is just unbelievable, ludicrous. It's a daydream. And the more and more I started thinking about this, it's funny that this shooting led me to a totally different direction. And that direction is the role of the police to begin with. And here we all are. I mean, right now, Egypt is in, well, total, I won't say chaos, but it's in an uproar. It's turned itself upside down. We've had millions of people. They have had millions of people demonstrating on their streets to overturn their democratically elected president. Why? Well, I don't think anyone can really answer that question unless you, of course, live there. I mean, we hear things on the news. I mean, he was democratically elected, correct? Yeah. What did he do once he got into office? Well, that's something a bit different. I mean, are the people in Egypt, do they have to wait? Like, we'll use this according to America's rules. Do they have to wait another 4 years before they get another president? Or can't they decide based on his function on his decisions that he had made up to that point. I mean, if it's a democratically elected president, it should be democratic, no? I mean, or do they have to sit there and watch their president run their country into the ground? Because, well, that's the rule. We've got to wait another 4 years. But anyway, so we have all these demonstrations going on in Egypt. And then I started thinking about the police. The police in Egypt. Shouldn't they be on the side of the demonstrators? I mean, it took the Egyptian military to come in to overthrow or to oust their president. The Egyptian military. The Egyptian military, like American military, is supposed to work outside of its borders, to protect the borders. It's not supposed to control, or it's not supposed to work within the borders of its country. So, they have the police to do that. But the police do not have the best interest of the people at heart. They're not on the side. They're not on your side. They are on the side of the lawmakers, not you. Whatever law it is, how bad of a law it is, they enforce it. You just have to wait. You have to use the, as stupid as it is, the judicial process in order to change whatever law you or the majority of the people there find unjust. You have to wait for this process, which, like any bureaucratic process, is slow. So you just have to wait. I mean, the police cannot question orders, although they are given the ability to practice to use their own judgment in certain cases, in a lot of cases, maybe all cases, I don't know. I mean, if they stop you speeding, for example, they don't have to give you a speeding ticket. They don't have to, but they're enforcing the law. They're not peace officers. We can't call these people police officers. We have to call them law enforcement officials. And like I said, they will enforce the law, no matter what law it is. So, do I come off as a cop hater? Well, I surely don't mean to be that way. I mean, they are, I don't know, are they doing what they think is right and just? I guess that would be up to each and every one of them to, you know, that I'm sure they all have a conscience. No? I would think so. And the last, you know, this will be a very short podcast, but the other thing that I would like to touch on is how cowardly these police officers are. They're incredible. They're all cowards. For them to claim that they had fear for their own safety, so they had to shoot a dog or shoot an unarmed individual because they were afraid, I'm sorry. That's just being a coward. That's being a coward. And I hate all these ignorant statements that say, well, being a police officer is one of the most dangerous jobs out there. That is ridiculous. Being a fisherman is more dangerous than being a police officer. And you don't have the luxury of having a gun on you. But what you do have to have, which a police officer does not have, you don't have to answer for your actions. You don't have to take responsibility for your actions. The police officer who did this disgusting, cowardly act Well, his superiors will claim, well, he was defending himself. He was defending himself. Don't these police officers have pepper spray? Mace? That could have resolved the situation? Probably. But it's easier just to shoot. Because you don't have to worry about the consequences. You have immunity. Give someone with a gun with immunity for their actions? How stupid is that? I mean, yeah, of course, I'm sure they had a taser out there too. Although, we know how happy cops are with tasers. They just taser anybody. But still, even if they would have tased the dog, that might have been better. And the police brought this all on themselves. Nothing on themselves. I mean, for them, it's no big deal. It's just another day in the office. Another dog, another day. But they brought this situation to its outcome. It's their fault, 100%. And yet they will take no responsibility for this. There will be no accountability for this. Not one. And perhaps maybe the officer will be suspended with pay. That's the same thing as a vacation. Suspended with pay. Okay, well, it's just so upsetting, you know, to see this. And believe me, trust me, just get on YouTube and just type in police shoot dog and you will be bombarded with results. Type in police shoot unarmed man and you will also be shocked at how much of it goes on. Anyway, hope to have another one of these out soon. Any other comments would be appreciative. You can email me at thelostamerican@yahoo.com. And until next time, take care.